Immediately following this last sermon, there will be the veneration of the true cross. You will note on the altar in front of the tabernacle at this moment is a relic of the true cross, in other words, a piece of the cross itself on which our Lord died. If you will remain in your places, I will bless the entire congregation with the cross. And then while the choir continues to play and sing, we shall ask you to come up to the rail, and there will be personal veneration of the crucifix on the part of the four priests. It will only take just a few minutes, and I think it will be a fitting climax to this beautiful service. It charms one of the largest crowds ever in this fine St. Louis church, this historic church here in Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It had been foretold in prophecy, my dear friends, that from the sixth to the ninth hour, our divine Savior would hang in agony upon the cross. In the ninth hour was now drawing near. In one of the strange phenomena of mankind, even though it was midday, still the entire scene was covered with complete darkness, just as if it were midnight. And in the heavens themselves, the stars and the moon shone forth. And on the earth, as the ninth hour approached, the most deathly silence ever known to a human being descended upon the whole crowd. Individuals moved about like so many ghosts. Soldiers in their large formations formed grotesque figures, and silhouetted against the purple sky, there were three crosses, beautiful in their damnation. And a silence so terrifying began to reach into the hearts of men that caused hundreds of them to leave the hill and whisper and say again and again, "Truly, have we crucified the Son of God?" As this tremendous silence came upon the entire scene, there was no sound that could be heard or that was audible, my dear friends, save one. If you looked a little closer, you'd see at the foot of the cross a puddle was forming. The last of the blood trickling down his legs was going into that puddle, and the only sound you could hear was drop, drop, drop. We are smart enough to realize that that was the sound that was heard throughout a kingdom, a universe. That was the sound that was wearing away the dam that was holding the saving waters of redemption. That was the sound that meant so much to you and I for one drop, just one drop of that blood is sufficient to save us forever. Darkness, silence, stars, a sound of a drop, and death sitting greedily on the side, drooling. Oh, just a few minutes before he had moved in and claimed the victim on either side of the center cross, but he dared not move any further. For remember, my dear friends, it was the only time in history that death was not the master of the situation.
It was the only time that death waited until the central figure
beckoned him to come in.
Oh, there was still life left in that body. But why delay any longer? He realized that the mission was fulfilled. He realized that he had done everything his heavenly Father had asked him, and so he beckoned death to move in. Well, at that moment, my dear friends, all of the universe reared up and cried, whenever a king dies, remember there's a salute in every port, wherever his navy may be. Well, a king was about to die and there was a salute. The rock split. The veil of the temple was rendered from top to bottom. And all hell broke loose. But I can't help. I can't help. But look at that lovely figure. Mary. Mary, in a few seconds, when you take his body, it won't be white as it came from his heavenly Father. It'll be red. Red with my sins. Mary, plead to him. Plead to him to forgive me. Mary, plead that there'll never be another seven words. Mary! Your boy is dead. Mary!